Mark.
So Alter Rebbe says, how do we know that the nefesh hashenis is chelik elikami ma'amamish? It's different than the nefesh mitzad aklipa v'sitra achra. It's a likus. That's what it is. K'mei shekasav, he learns that from the pasuk. Va'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Like we said last time, it says by Adam Rishon, who was a neshama klolis, the pasuk uses the lashon va'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. And that's why we all say in Elikai Neshama V'mata Nefachtabi. We describe the Neshama coming into us as Nefachtabi. What's the significance of the Pasuk describing the Neshama coming into the person with a Lashon V'yipach? The Eibishter put into us a Neshama, V'sombe Neshama. What's the V'yipach? That describes something of the nature of the Neshama, that because of that the Pasuk refers to it as V'yipach. Okay, Shekasav b'Zayar, the Zayar says, "Man de nafach mitechei nafach." What's unique about neficha? When you blow and when you speak, air is coming out of you. You're using your breath, right? When you speak. But speaking, a person can speak all day long and he doesn't get tired, like we see sometimes b'muchash. If you blow, if you go to your nephew's birthday party and you have to blow up the balloons, after 20 balloons, you can't blow any more balloons, right? If someone's coughing very hard, he gets out of breath, out of strength. Why? Because blowing brings that, you're giving it, it's coming from your pnimius achayas. And therefore, something that takes an effort to blow, it's coming from inside, I lose my chayis, I get weakened. Speaking is chitzenius achayis. And therefore I could speak a lot, I don't become weakened from speaking. So when the Pasuk describes the neshama as being vayipach, what created the neshama? What made this neshama that's mechaya the person? It's vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. The Pasuk and us describing it by us as ata nefachtabi, what we're describing is that the neshama is pnimi yisachayis kaviyachal of elikos. What do we mean to say with that? What's the difference between pnimius and chitzenius? The chitzenius, a hevel, the breath and speaking is chitzenius. It doesn't make me tired. What's the difference between saying that someone is a pnimi or saying someone is a chitzen? What's a chitzen? We say you're supposed to be a pnimi, not a chitzen. What's a chitzen? What?
Real. Very shallow.
Chitzenius is what he's doing doesn't reflect who he is. Someone could be a chitzen, he could be acting whatever way he acts, but you never know what's going to be tomorrow if the circumstances change. It's not what he is for himself, it's what he's doing for other people. That's a chitzen. A pnimi is that's him, that's what he really is. The way he's acting is a reflection of what's inside. That's why there's the chassidish shevart, az panim legehenim. Right, Pirkei Avos. So the Chassidish HaTaych is as panim, someone who has a strong pnimius, legehenim, he could go into gehenim, he could go into the worst outside circumstances, it's not going to have a negative effect on him. Because his pnimius, because what he's doing is who he really is, so outside things can't change him. Mashenki is someone who's a chitzin, the more of a chitzin he is, the more he has to be worried, he's going to be influenced by outside of him. So when we say pnimius achayis of alikos, chitzenius achayis, dibur of the Eibishter Kaviyachal, that all the other nivraim besides Neshamis Yisrael is bidvar havaya shamayim nasu, uberuach piv kol tzvam, dibur shows on chitzenius, that means the way the Eibishter relates with something that's outside of him. It's not what Eibishter really is, it's not what Getlichkeit really is, it's the way Getlichkeit is mechaya elamis. So therefore, even though they're made by Elikos, it's a koyach Eliki that makes everything in the world, but that koyach Eliki, the way it is in them, is not the way Elikos is for itself. It's chitzenius. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim that we describe about Neshamas Yisrael. Vayipach means that the chayus Eliki that's in Neshamas Yisrael is Elikos the way it is for itself, not the way it relates with something outside of it. So therefore, that brings us to the same conclusion. The nefesh hashenis, this nefesh, it is elikos. Which means, again, we're talking about our nefesh. Person wants to define, who am I? What am I? I'm two things. I have nefesh achas mitzadach klipah v'sitrach. I am my chayus. There's blood and bones. That's not me. There's chayus. There's something there. That chayus, one part of that chayus is klipah v'sitrach. It's not sensed that it's alikos. It's not felt it's alikos. It's the way alikos relates with something outside. And it has good things and bad things like we learned in the last parak. And nefesh hashenis, it is alikos. It's not something that the way Alikus relates. It's Alikus, it has all the characteristics of Alikus. And that's why the Alter Rebbe started off. It's Chelek Alika Mimal Mamash. We started saying, what's a Chelek Alika? If I cut off a piece of something, it could be a tiny piece. You have a big cake for the Holy Shiva. You cut off a small piece for yourself. But the small piece is exactly the same as the rest of the cake. It's just a small piece. By saying chelak alekar, the neshama is alekus the way it is for itself, even though it's a part, it's the neshama that became a dover nifer, the neshama of a person. But what is this neshama? It's alekus. All its characteristics, all of its nature is the same nature as alekus is for itself. So therefore, what am I mitzad my nefesh alekis? What's my chayis? It's alekus. That's what the Alter Rebbe explains in the Zohar. It's miteiche from inside means miteiche upnimiyusei, that this chayos that the pasuk describes as vayipach ba'apav is pnimiyus alikus, and that's what the pasuk uses to describe the neshama, because neshama is the Yidin's neshama, the second neshama is chelik alika. Kach al derech mashal. And that's also al derech mashal, what the Medrash says, neshama is Yisrael, olu b'machshava. Another mashal that brings out the same meaning. Al the Nevraim, we describe as coming from the Dibur of the Eibishter, b'dvar havaya shamayim nasu. Neshama is Yisrael, says the Medrash, olu b'machshava, they come from the machshava of the Eibishter. What's the difference between Dibur and machshava? It's the same exact difference. Dibur is the way a person communicates with someone else. A person could say a lot of things, but you don't know if what he's saying, that's what he means, or what he's saying is what he wants you to hear. Because his saying is his... There's once a person in Yechidus, and the person was a politician, so he was a... So the Rebbe asked him a question during the Yechidus. If someone is speaking to you and he's lying to you, and you know that he's lying, and he knows that you know that he's lying, is he still even fooling on midvash sheker tircha? So a person could be speaking, but you don't know. You don't necessarily know what he really wants. You know what he's trying to, what image he's trying to portray. Machshava is what he's thinking for himself. If I could see what someone is thinking, so then I know who are out. When I give a feher, yeah, so I make a zoom feher. So to zoom feher, I could see the way he looks and the way he speaks. So sometimes I make wrong decisions because that's the way he's presenting himself to me. If I could get a zoom that shows me what's going on in his mind, but the shingivos v'mesunem v'menishunem, right? The machshava is the way he is for himself. He says, "Neshamis Yisrael olu b'machshava." The same mashal, the same as the pnimius, as teichius of pnimius achayis. This is the way elikus is for itself. It's not just the way elikus came to make something else, to make elameis and nivra. Kedichsev, and now a third mashal, the Alter Rebbe says to explain this, "Bni b'chayri Yisrael." For the same reason, Yidden are called banim. Because the nefesh, this nefesh, Hashem is the nefesh alikis, is b'mehusa. What is it? It is alikos. Its whole inyan is alikos, and that's our nefesh. That's what we are. That's what my life is. That's what my real self is. And that's why the pasuk describes b'ni b'cheiri Yisrael, yidn be'etzem are described as banim, children of the Eibishter. And it says in another pasuk, banim atem lavay alikechem. What's this mashal of banim is to explain this same idea of how the neshama, what is it? It's alikos. Pirish, k'may shahaben, nimshach, mimayachav. The original source of the ben, the tipa that's mele the ben, says in Chassidus, it originates as a kayach ruchni in the mayachav. And even beyond that, it originates in the etzem ha'av. And you see that b'muchash. You see a son, most cases, it's very visible. The son is a copy of his father. It's the father in a smaller form, a miniature. Sometimes he has other tunas. Sai benegia to his nature, his characteristics. Sai benegia to his appearance a lot of times. So it's in certain aspects of his appearance. But it's the father, he's nimshach, he started off, and then there's yafe keyach ben mi keyach av, says Chassidus, he could have other things, that's because he comes from the etzema. Where does the, what is the ben? The ben is the av, but he's in the form of now a son. But that's why this bond, this connection between them is not breakable. The son could try to go, become, run away from his father and distance, in the end he always comes back. Just like the son, he's nimshach mimayachav. His origin is it's the mayachav that came down and became a tipagashmias and it became a vlad. But what is it? Bisharsha, it's mayachav. It's the etzamav. That means the way the av is for himself. He's not something that the av made, that the av used his kayach to make something separate. He's the etzamav. Ben is etzamav. Rebbe spoke many times that it says, Tachas avisecha yiyu banecha, that when there's an inyan of Yerusha, it's not the pshat that the Av's possessions go over to a different issues to the Ben. The Ben becomes the Av. He replaces the Av. So just like it is with a Ben, Begashmi, it says the Pasuk B'ni B'cheir Yisrael B'nematim L'Avaya L'keichem, the Kach K'vayachal Nishmas Kolish Yisrael, the Neshama of Yidin is b'muhusa. What is it, Elikos? So you want to know, vas binich? Yeah, I'm here. What am I? Go a little deeper. I'm the nefesh achas misad aklip of sitra achra. And the nefesh hashenis is Elikos. It's nimshecha mimachshavti v'chachmas yisparach. So therefore, even if I'm struggling, yeah, I have this behema. Maybe the behema is stronger. If you have one person who has 100 cows or 100 sheep. The person controls the 100 cows and the 100 sheep. They're both there. We have the cows and the sheep, and we have the person. The person is able, one shepherd has how many animals that is under his jurisdiction? He controls them if he behaves like Adam. The person goes to sleep, and the sheep are all over the place. Then they're sheir, beir, mava, hever. Then they do all kinds of hezekis and all kinds of damage. But the Adam is there. He has the option to be Adam. That's me. And the Adam has the tchunas of Adam. It's alikos. It's be'etzem. He is one with the Eibishter, and he loves the Eibishter, and he fears the Eibishter. That's what we are. Now, we said the mashal describes the neshama as being machshavte, coming from the chachma of the Eibishter. Chachma is a koyach. We're trying to say it's chelik alikami mal mamish. That's what Alter Rebbe started off the perek. He brought the words of the pasuk. It's alikus mamish. But in these mishalim, alu b'machshava b'ni b'cheiri Yisrael, it seems to be describing it's coming from a koyach of the father. So he says, no, by the Eibishter, these are inseparable. The iu chakim v'loy b'chachma yediyah. By the Eibishter, when we say it comes from chachmasa yisbarach, Mayacha, from the Chachma, that's one, that's a way of describing it's the Eibishter himself. Because like it says, Iyu Chakim V'loi B'Chachma Yediyah. The Eibishter is called Chacham, but not Chachma the way we know it. Chachma the way we know it, it's a Chachma, that's a Kayach of the person. Elohu V'Chachmathay Echad, by the Eibishter, he's Misyached, like we'll see in the Agah, he's one with his Chachma. So originating from the Chachma of the Eibishter means that this Neshama, it is Alikos. It's not separate at all from Alikos. And therefore, everything that Alikos is shayach to, this neshama is shayach to. The whole nature of this neshama, of the nefesh hashenis, is only Eibishter, only to love the Eibishter and to fear the Eibishter and to connect with the Eibishter. It doesn't want anything else. So we're here in the middle, the mediators. Yeah, that's our whole Aveda, is to make a seder and to tune into this nefesh and not let the animals be running wild with unsupervised. Chameshikos of HaRambam, like the Rambam says about the Eibishter, that when we talk about coming from the Chachma, that means it's alikus mamish velikami mal mamish who amadav who ayideyachul, that by the Eibishter, his Chachma and he himself are not separable, they're not separate entities, it's all one. Person can't understand this fully, how there could be this unity between the Eibishter himself and his Chachma, but that's how it is. Kedichsev, that's what the Pasuk means, Acheker leka timsa, Uchsev kilei machshevesei machshevesechem. That the Eibishter, even if you try to understand him, you won't be successful. And it says, Lei machshevesei machshevesechem, the Eibishter says, my machshava is not like your machshava. A person, there's me, and I have a tool of chachma, or a tool of machshava that I use in order to, just like my other keches. By the Eibishter, hu v'chachma seyachat. Hagah, let's do learn quickly the Hagah. He says, he brought this from the Rambam. So, maybe the Rambam said this, but al pi chokhmas ha'emes, al pi kabbalah, is this nishtei iskal? And says the Alter Rebbe, no, the Rambam says, hu amad v'ideh v'hoidu leichach mea kabbalah, k'me shekasa bepadis mea ramak. The chach mea kabbalah agreed with the Rambam in this. V'gam l'fi kabbalah sa'arizal yitziva milsa, according to the Arizal, that the Eibishter himself is much higher than chokhma. So how could you say the Eibishter is one with chokhma? It's still true. Besaid his lapshos erin save paruchuai de tzimsumim rabim bekelim de chabad atzilus. That in atzilus in the chabad atzilus is iu v'chayei v'garmei chad. This chachma is completely one with the Eibishter. So therefore, through the Eibishter becoming one, it's true al pi kabbalah to say this, that when we're talking about chachma, we're talking about not some separate entity from the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is mislabish in a way that it becomes one and something that comes from chachma, therefore is alikami mal. Mamash, very, very simplified over here, which explains it at length in other places. And this is true in Atzilus, achloi l'mayla me'atzilus, but higher than Atzilus, their taka, the Eibishter, is higher than chachma. In Atzilus, he comes in his Mesiachet with Chachmach. Mishkasub makim acher, that when we talk about the Dargis of Elikos, that's higher than Atzilus, there it's taka higher than Chachmach. She'erin seiv baruch hu de'ebish to himself, mireimim u'misnasei, reimim u'sein keis, l'may l'may l'mi b'husa b'chinas Chabad. The Eibishter himself is higher even than the spheres of Chabad, of Chachma, at Shemuhus Subchinas Chabad, Nechsheves, Kasiya, Gufnis, Esli, Sparach, Meshikasav, Kulam, Bechachma, Sisa, Legabi, the Eibishter, even Chachma, the highest spheres, is like Kasiya, Gashmas. But al Kapanim, in Atzilus, it's true what the Rambam says, the Neshama that comes from Chachma, the Atzilus, in Atzilus, that Chachma, the Atzilus, is one with the Eibishter himself, and therefore this Nefesh Hashenis, it is Elikos, Chelik Elikam Imam. Thank you.